On today's show, General Motors performs miserably in crash tests in Latin America, Changan claims it will make autonomous cars in China in 2018, and Lockheed Martin builds a school bus for a trip across Mars. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for April 18th of 2016. Automakers face a hard enough time doing business in the brutally competitive auto industry. And sometimes, Mother Nature likes to make it even harder. An earthquake in Kyushu, the southern island in Japan, is forcing Toyota to temporarily suspend production at 17 of its assembly plants. Those plants make a broad lineup of vehicles. In North America, the shutdown will affect most Lexus and Scion lineups. Toyota also imports the Prius and a few other models from Japan. Bloomberg reports that the company will lose production of about 56,000 vehicles. Toyota says it expects to have its plants back up and running by the end of the week. Autonomous cars are all the rage in the auto industry, and Chinese automakers are just as ambitious as their competitors elsewhere in the world. And now Chinese automaker Changan just completed a 1,200-mile test drive of two autonomous cars. It was a six-day trip from Chongqing in central China all the way to Beijing in the northeast. The cars changed lanes, passed other cars, and reportedly did three-point turns. But they still need the help of a driver in certain situations, including pulling into the gas station. Changan claims it will have autonomous cars in production in 2018. And we'll be back with that school bus for a trip across Mars.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by BorgWarner, feel good about driving.
In the wake of its diesel scandal, Volkswagen has already announced a shift toward electrified powertrains. And here's the latest concept from the automaker. It's a luxury plug-in hybrid SUV that will debut at the Beijing Auto Show next week. The concept will also feature a lounge-style interior that centers interactivity around the passengers. It's said to offer new levels of operation and display. And by the way, Autoline will be providing coverage of the Beijing show. Last week, General Motors announced that by 2019, it will equip all of its vehicles globally with airbags and three-point safety belts. The company announced the change because the Chevrolet Sale earned a zero-star rating from the Latin New Car Assessment Program. That's the self-appointed organization that handles crash tests for Latin America and the Caribbean. While the car got 0 stars for adults, it did get 2 stars for child protection. This isn't the first time Chevy failed the Latin NCAP tests. The Aveo, Spark, and Aguila have also received 0 stars. You know, getting the next generation of workers interested in high-tech jobs can be difficult, but Lockheed Martin is taking a unique approach. The company took a school bus and switched out all the windows with video screens. It's the first virtual reality vehicle that replicates 200 square miles of the Martian surface. It was built using video game software and provides an interactive experience for students that simulates driving across the planet's surface. The Mars Experience bus has already started to travel the country. And coming up next, Toyota says fuel cell cars can do a lot more than just move people around.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Toyota, like a lot of automakers, believes fuel cells are the answer to zero-emission driving. On last week's Autoline After Hours, we were joined by Jackie Birdsall, the fuel cell engineer of the new Toyota Mirai. And in the following clip, she talks about the company's vision for fuel cells in the future.
So we are. We have announced plans to start to roll out about 30,000 vehicles a year in 2020.
That's a lot.
That is.
I mean, for this technology, that's a lot.
Yes.
That would be globally, I assume.
Yes, and the beauty there being that, you know, fuel cells can be scaled down to be small enough to power your cell phone or large enough to power your facility. We have a 1.1 megawatt fuel cell on the Toyota campus in Los Angeles, so there's a lot of opportunity there for, you know, anything from, you know, buses down to compact cars. So you could see it across the entire lineup. We also have what's called the hybrid, this kind of image of integrating hydrogen into the grid. So you have the, you know, renewable electricity generation that you then feed to your plugins. Then you also have hydrogen as a storage from, you know, biogas or from electrolyzers in certain situations, where it's all based on whatever your domestic, local, renewable energy source is. You feed the grid and you feed the hybrid, the hydrogen pipelines as well, and are able to power your vehicles based on, you know, whatever vehicle you're driving. If you're driving the Prius Prime or you're driving the Mirai.
For more details about the Mirai and Toyota's fuel cell technology, you can watch that entire discussion right now on our website, autoline.tv, or you can check it out on our YouTube channel. But that wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching and making AutoLine Daily part of your day.